You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more. This is Rooftop Farming with Ben Flanner, a weekly update on heritageradionetwork.org, live from the Brooklyn Grange.
Hey everybody, I'm Jack Inslee, filling in for Aaron Fairbanks this week on the Rooftop Farming Update. And as always, we've got our good friend Ben Flanner from Brooklyn Grange Rooftop Farm on the phone. Ben, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Jack?
Good to hear from you.
Well, yeah. So we are entering fall and winter mode. We've been really, really well treated by this sort of late summer, though. So very happy with the sort of the extension of summer that we've been able to pull off. And last week we talked about some of the sort of technical ways that we can extend summer or extend spring to start spring earlier with the low tunnels. So we're actually still, actually today we are building the majority of them. Last week we were sort of making the plans. So that's exciting. And I'm just going to kind of give a little overview of what's going on at the farm as we do prepare for winter. It's amazing. If you look out, I'm looking at it right now, and if you look out across it, it's pretty surprising how much green and healthy looking plants there are, particularly the peppers. Peppers, carrots, arugula, mixed greens, lettuces, turnips, and radishes, they all have real nice, healthy-looking green plants. So you wouldn't really think that winter's coming, but it is. We're at the end of the cycles of all these things. So what are we harvesting still? We're still harvesting quite a substantial amount of greens mix, salad mix, and arugulas. We've talked about that before. Carrots also. Some of the best carrots that you can grow, you plant in August and September. And the carrot is maybe a 60, 70-day crop. So if you add 60, 70, or even 80 days or 90 days onto that, because things do take a little bit longer as it starts to cool off, that puts you right about now. It puts you in October, early November. And a carrot can even handle a light frost. A heavy frost is a little different because that can sort of change the texture of the carrot root itself. But light frost it can handle. So carrots are just thriving in this sort of slightly cooler weather, and we'll continue to as we push further into October.
Cool.
Same things with radishes and turnips. They're also another root crop that can handle some cold. It's another one of those spring and fall crops, and they're coming in. Although it's been a rough fall for turnips. We haven't fully cracked the nut on why. It's one of those things that sometimes you actually don't even know precisely why. It's just Mother Nature sometimes just treats you a little bit differently. But we planted a lot of Hocker, particularly the Hocker Eye turnips, the really sweet white globe turnips that you can just eat raw and they taste like candy and they taste even better when it's nice and cool outside. But just haven't been getting those nice big fat bulbs like we like to get off of them, and just kind of a little bit higher percentage of sort of like dud plants in the crop. Mm. And then, yeah, so thanks for the sympathy for that. And then tomatoes are done. We basically pulled out 90% of our tomato plants if you're down across both farms. But we still have tons of peppers coming in, a classic hot weather plant. They like it as hot and almost as dry as possible, peppers do. But we're still pulling off a lot of them. Just the vines are still filled with them. They don't taste quite as premium as they do in July and August, but to still have so many healthy peppers on the vine really makes this a classically good, great pepper season.
Yeah, how late into fall do we see peppers still?
I expect to have them through the end of the month, about two more weeks through the end of October. And then the plant's almost on cue, and they always do it in tandem, which is still amazes me about the plants, that they'll all start shedding their leaves, and all of a sudden they'll just look like sticks instead of a nice bushy green plant.
Yeah, totally. Well, thanks, Ben. Very interesting. Sounds like there's still some great stuff coming up right
now.
Yeah,
I didn't even get time to talk about the weeds, but I think we're running out of time, so we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, for sure, man. We will hear from you next week. Thanks for checking in, as always. And Brooklyn Grange, is it brooklyngrangefarm.com? Yeah, right.
BrooklynGrangeFarm.com.
That's it. BrooklynGrangeFarm.com. Check out all the awesome work that they do there, and we'll hear from you next week, Ben. Thank you. I've been Jack Inslee for the Rooftop Farming Update this week, and we'll see you next week. Stay tuned for the Farm Report live at 1 p.m. as always. HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Thanks, Joe Galarraga. Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.